Welcome to the SEI podcast series, a production of the Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A transcript of today's podcast is posted on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts. My name is Suzanne Miller. I am a principal researcher here at the SEI, and today I am pleased to introduce you to my friend and colleague Peter Feiler, who is the technical lead and author of the Society for Automotive Engineering's Architecture, Analysis, and Design Language, known as AADL. Peter's research includes dependable real-time systems, architectural languages for embedded systems, and predictable system analysis and engineering. In 2009, he received the Carnegie Science Award for Information Technology for his work with AADL. The AADL Standards Committee is meeting in Pittsburgh this week with members from throughout the globe to discuss evolving elements of the standard and to work together on action items from prior standards meetings. Peter, I understand you've brought Etienne Baud from Paris to see us today and talk with us about his involvement in AADL. Would you please introduce him a little bit?
Yeah, Etienne Baud is from Telecom Paris Tech. That's a technical university in Paris, and he will tell you a little more about the kind of work they're doing. But he and I got to know each other through the committee because that university has been actively working with the committee for a while. And in that context, we also became colleagues in working together, and he has spent time even at the SEI to do some of the research work.
To work more closely with
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
And so, Etienne, please tell us, I'd like to know a little bit about sort of what you see as being the reason that Telecom Paris is interested in AADL. Why is it important to you? And then what have you been doing with the committee, with the AADL standard and its annexes?
Okay, so I would say first that the reason why Telecom Paris Tech is interested in AADL is because the whole embedded systems industry is growing up quite fast, and especially in Europe or in France, we are really interested in this domain. And Telecom Paris Tech is, of course, a research and a teaching institute. So we have to produce research results and to teach to students how to make better embedded systems. So that's how.
So you use AADL as a teaching tool, not just as a research tool.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
We use it as a teaching tool and as a research tool, and both parts are a little bit challenging. The research, of course, because we have to face new problems, and the teaching because AADL is typically the kind of language that you can use for very advanced software engineering methods, and we try to teach it to students that basically did very little bit of software in their lives. So there is this kind of gap between what they are able to understand about software engineering challenges and what AADL is meant to answer. So that's also a funny.
Well, and it's a challenge because these are systems engineers that have to work with the software, so we need them to understand more about how the software affects their decisions, right?
Yes.
Or how their decisions affect how the software will perform. So AATL can help with that
if we
can teach them how to make good use of it.
Exactly. And
absolutely.
On the software side, it would be students who learned Java because they wanted to write some scripts for some web pages or some basic simple programs.
That's a little bit different than writing a navigation system for an airplane.
Exactly.
I hope. It needs to be different.
Yeah.
And this is typically the reason why we're interested in AADL as well. It's because it's very good language for us, in our opinion, to tackle the issues that you have in safety-critical embedded systems. So those for which you need to have very strong guarantees on the behavior of your software applications.
And you want it to be provable.
And you want them to be provable, and you want them to those systems to react in a predictable way in case there is something wrong that happens while the user is using it.
So what parts of the standard or the annexes have you worked on?
So we're mainly using AADL in our research work to make the production of the software applications or the configuration of the operating systems that will host the software applications.
Okay.
So those the embedded the operating systems in safety critical embedded systems have very different characteristics than in standard computer systems. Of course, you can't accept that your operating system fails the same way your home operating system could fail.
You can't have a blue screen of death. That's not allowed.
You can have delays of tasks. So you need to have specific operating systems, and those are quite difficult to configure. You have to be very careful in the configuration process of those, and the type of guarantees that you can manage by this configuration process.
Yeah. So what makes that work interesting is the following. So far, we have talked primarily about analyzing the architecture up front to find problems. What they are doing now is, given that we have a model that has been analyzed and shown that the model itself is correct, we are now automating the process of generating some of the glue code from a correct model rather than from a piece of paper that says in English what you're supposed to do. And that also...
So that removes sources of error.
Again, because if you have the next phase of the process
is
we are basically pushing it down into the whole development process that we can do an end-to-end verification early on, requirements and high-level architecture, find things early, and as we refine our design, still do it model-based, and as we go into code, drive it down.
So this connects with a lot of the model-based software engineering that the EU has been researching over the last several years. I was involved with some of those things back in the 90s. It goes back a ways. So, okay, I see that connection. So that's
And we're typically, in terms of model-driven engineering, doing model transformations as part of the code generation process that will produce the glue code at the end. So we try to have ADL in the picture at different steps in the development process or in the code generation process to have first an input model on which you can make some analysis and then automate the production of a new AADL model on which you can again do some other analysis but it's more specific. Exactly.
Because one of the really amazing features about AADL as a language is it will accept inputs at different levels of precision.
Exactly.
So early on you don't have a lot of precision in your parameters, but then you're able now to do a follow-on model that is more precise and gives you more details about performance.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly true.
The other part is that the individual pieces of application code may be either written in Simulink or in whatever, and again, AADL provides the glue. And one of the interesting ways of making use of the code generation capability that they have is I may define my architecture model as a task architecture, analytically look at what my end-to-end latency and response time is, but normally I wouldn't know until the software finally is integrated and runs whether the timing will actually play out.
Yeah.
In this case, we can actually already generate the complete runtime system and for the actual application code just put dummy code in there.
Sure.
So no piece of application code has been written, but we have a fully running system. So we can see the timing characteristics and can measure how long does it take if a sensor would produce data and you do all your computations before it goes out, not just based on an analytical model, but based on actually running software, and can do that much earlier in the process as well.
Mm. And that's also interesting because often the industrial partners that we work with have a strong intellectual property or a strong added value in the functional part of their software. So they don't want to say much about how this works, but if they can have some knowledge about how the infrastructure will work when they will embed their functional code inside it, it's also something interesting for them to have this separation, this clear separation between how you configure the platform and then they can work on their own and the functional
on their added value.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful, Etienne.
Yes.
So, well, I'm very glad that you've been able to join us this week in Pittsburgh.
I'm very glad also to have...
And this is a return trip for you since you spent some time with us before.
It's a very nice city to visit and to live in, so I've
enjoyed I agree. Peter, thank you for bringing Etienne to us today. And Etienne, good luck with your code generation and model validation, all of your work, and thank you very much for supporting AADL.
Thank you so much.
If you, our listeners, would like more information about AADL and the work of the Standards Committee, please visit the AADL wiki site at http://www.aadl.info. /AADL/current site. That's all one word.
Or in short, www.aadl.info.
This podcast is available on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts and on Carnegie Mellon University's iTunes U site. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email us at info@sei.cmu.edu. Thank you.